And this woman noticed something odd when she was, you know, out and about watching dudes, you know, seeing dudes, maybe wanting to mingle with some dudes. She noticed this.
The biggest thing I'm dying to know about men is when they're at a bar and they order a drink, the very first thing they do when they get it, mission number one, is take the straw out. I'm telling you, just watch, because they all do it. Why? Who's making you do that?
Well, all right, who's making you do that? Why do men remove the straws? And why are there men out there that refuse to use straws?
I mean, especially with alcoholic drinks, like, they're definitely, you're not sitting there drinking, you know.
No, with a beer.
Yeah, well, not only a beer, but like a,
who's drinking
a Crown and Coke. Yeah. You're not drinking a straw.
You're not?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I do it wrong.
Yeah, that's.
But I don't really drink.
Yeah, you don't. You don't, so.
I can't, I just the other day I was at a restaurant. And mm-hmm. they didn't give me a straw. I sat there for 35 minutes with just my drink. And I was in a protest until I got a straw. I finally had to get up, go to the bar, get a straw.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were a male.
From the bar.
I apologize about that. Yeah. I thought you were a male.
Yeah, I guess not.
I never gave a straw to a male before.
Yeah, no. A lot of dudes use straws. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Chris, you use straw guy?
All the time. Yeah.
Just more hygienic.
Yep. Okay, so Cucky Chris is on your side?
Yeah, and also Cucky Nard. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Right. There. Like, all
I
right.
don't think I've ever
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy not use a straw.
No.
That's crazy.
Maybe yeah, with a can.
So. Yeah, that yeah.
Can, right? You have a can, yeah. Can of Coke or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never used a straw.
Even then I started putting straws in no bit.
It's funny. I go to the gas station, I'll get a fountain drink, and the lady's like, "You don't want a lid and a straw?" And I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?"
That is so white trash.
Of course not. Of course not. I don't want to.
That is so white trash. That's somebody walking in there without shoes and socks.
The ice in the drink, it's part of the refreshment factor.
No.
Yeah, and then you keep it more refreshing.
No. No. It's nonsense.
I can't believe how many dudes refuse to use straws. Let me go to Houston.
The only thing I'm using a straw for is if I'm hitting a bump.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh.
Houston, do you not use straws?
I don't use straws. Ryan Gosling taught me not to use straws in the movie Crazy Stupid Love.
All right, and did he have a theory, which we probably can't say?
I'll tell you what it is.
Let's go to Corey. Yes, Corey, are you a straw user?
If I'm not out in public, I guess there was kind of like this like unknown like rule of thumb when I was in the Army and stuff. I was sitting over at the DFAC one day, and one of my buddies was like, "Hey, you ever think about, like, when you're drinking with a straw?" And he was like, "You can't, like, go and, like, mad dog like a guy." And I guess it's a thing. So when you're out in public and all that stuff for, like, men.
Men are not supposed to use straws in public.
Yeah, I guess.
And in the military, you will be shamed if you use a straw.
I don't know about shame, but I guess they'll just look at you a little differently.
Okay.
I just don't know why you would.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know. I don't like ice hitting my teeth either.
Yeah.
Right? That feels weird. I don't like it.
I mean, yeah, if it catches you the right way, yeah. It's like, oh, it's like biting your lip, you know?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, yeah, I was calling about the straw. I talk to my wife about this all the time. Only children and women use straws.
What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, sir.
I don't know. We got three strong men in here that use straws.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Derek, you said you didn't use straws.
I don't.
Yeah, we said we have three strong men in here.
Yeah.
I'm
a strong man.
He doesn't use straws, sir, so he would align with your thoughts,
and
Brad.
I don't understand you guys talking about how, like, how could you put your lips on the glass? You don't use the fork? Yeah.
Ooh, no, most time, if they offer it, I will use the plastic utensils.
Okay, but Nard, when you go to a restaurant, you use the fork, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he uses his hands.
But what
what's
the difference between me putting the lips on the glass and you eating with the
fork? Left and right hand.
No, I have nothing against that because I do it with my beer, but like that's the only thing I've never not used a straw for was that. But everything else, yeah, I got to have a straw. I got to have a fork. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm saying earlier you said, I can't believe you put your lips
on
the glass. I know,
on just a Pepsi. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just a weird move.
But you use the fork, though.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What's up,
Paul?
Well,
you don't have a choice.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't use the straw. I only use it to stir my drink with. The women are the ones who should be using the straw because that's what causes wrinkles on your lips.
Yeah, it does. Well, there's a few things that cause wrinkles on the lips.
Oh, man. I can't believe you guys are, and I would not tell people that anymore.
Why?
You guys are straw users.
I mean, our actions are going to speak louder.
And
than
a lot of times, I won't order food that requires silverware.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a chicken tender meal doesn't need any silverware. Right.